Blog Talk Radio.
Night, glory be to God that we can sanctify the line. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Getting our hearts ready. Amen. To bring our hearts in on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. As we approach the throne of grace. Amen. Glory to God. Just a little melody. Amen. That dropped in my heart on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And the song says, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee, every hour. I need thee. Oh, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need, hallelujah, thee, oh, I need thee. Glory to God. Yeah. Every hour I need thee. Whoa, bless. Hallelujah. Oh, bless me now. Thank you, sir. My Savior, I come. Hallelujah. Oh, to be, yes, 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 oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me on tonight. Glory to God. Let us exalt his name together. Let us exalt him, glory to God, for his goodness. Let us exalt him on tonight for his grace. Let us exalt him, glory to God. Hallelujah. For his kindness unto us. Let us exalt him on tonight, glory to God, for he's been good to us. Glory to God, and we owe him a praise. We owe him, glory to God, honor on tonight. We owe him, hallelujah, glory to God. We owe him on tonight the glory, the glory, the glory, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and release a praise unto the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and release a praise. We release a praise unto him on tonight. Glory to God. Out of your mouth, out of your being, out of your belly on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and hey, God, come on and release a praise unto him on tonight because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy. Glory to God. He's worthy of my praise. He's worthy of our praise on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We come on this night. Father, we're coming looking unto you, for you're our heal. You're our help on tonight. We're looking unto you, for you're our high tower on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight. Glory be to God. Bringing unto you praises. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon us on tonight, oh God. Look upon us. And we're asking you to forgive us on tonight. We're asking you to forgive us of our sin. Forgive us on tonight, oh God, of our iniquities. Forgive us on tonight, oh God, anything and in any way, oh God, that we transgress on tonight, we're asking you to forgive us. Father, we're asking that you are creating us a clean heart on tonight. We're asking that you renew a right spirit on tonight, a right and righteous spirit on tonight, a right and true spirit, oh, glory to God, in us on tonight, a Holy Spirit on tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. We're asking you to look upon this line. We're asking you to look upon these airways on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight. We ask you to have your way on tonight. Have your way among us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of fire, Father, we're asking that you will look upon the hearts on tonight. Look upon the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus. Father, look upon the situations of your people tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Father, we're asking that you will move tonight. Move in a mighty way. Move by your spirit, by your anointing on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you tonight, glory to God, to cause your glory to be revealed. Cause your glory to be revealed in us, oh God. Cause your glory to be revealed among us on tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, higher. Look upon, oh God, look upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Look upon us tonight, oh God. Hey, God, look, oh, glory to God. Father, look in the north on tonight. Look in the south, the east, and the west on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we said be glorified. Be glorified on tonight in the midst, oh God. Be glorified. In the name of Jesus, oh God, on tonight, 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 Father, we come on tonight, we come humbly on tonight, Father, asking that you will speak tonight, speak to our hearts on tonight, speak to our minds on tonight, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, tonight, let us not leave this line the same, in the name of Jesus, oh God, but tonight, we're asking that you will save. Save to the utmost on tonight. Save and deliver in the name of Jesus. Father, feel somebody tonight in the presence of God. Hey, God, my higher emotion, God. Oh, God, feel tonight, feel tonight, feel tonight. Feel tonight, feel tonight. Oh, God, with your precious Holy Ghost on tonight. Do it tonight, Jesus. Father, do it tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look upon the hearts of your people tonight. Look upon the hearts on tonight. Oh, God, look upon the brokenhearted on tonight. Look upon the destitute on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to look upon the homeless on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will move tonight. Move out over the land. Move out over the land on tonight. Father, move in the bridges. Move, oh God, in the broken heart, yes, say God. Move in the broken buildings on tonight. In the name of Jesus, move, you tonight. You died to save. You died to deliver. Father, you died. Hey, God, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Oh, God, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, Father, you're no respecter of persons, oh, tonight. Hey, God, and we're asking our son, the most. Father, move tonight. Father, move tonight. Higher. Hey, fire, I'm almost shut up. Oh, God, move tonight. Move tonight. Father, move in the wind on tonight. Father, move in the wind on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, move tonight against the troubles, against the troubling spirit on tonight, against the enemy of our lives on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would move and bring down the hand and the bread of the enemy. Move on tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we're asking you to shut the door. Shut every rope or door on tonight in the name of Jesus. Shut the door on tonight that will give the enemy access unto your people. Father, shut the door on tonight. Hey, oh God, I'm going to say in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Father, bring down the head. Hey, bring down the plan of the enemy. Bring down the works of the enemy. In thy precious name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, cause there to be peace. Cause there to be peace in the mind. Hey, in the name of higher, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, call peace to abide. Call peace, oh God, to be within our gates. Call peace on tonight, oh God, to be within the palaces. Call peace, oh glory be to God, everywhere our feet shall trod. Call there to be peace now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight for moving. For moving by your spirit. We thank you on tonight, Father, for moving. Moving in healing and restoration on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you. Father, we glorify you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, call you the Most High. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, the Most High. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for making every crooked place straight. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight for moving and healing. We thank you, Jehovah Rapha. Whoa, shall come on. Woo, higher. We thank you tonight. Thank you for moving higher. Thank you for moving. Thank you for moving. Thank you for moving. Thank you for moving and healing on the night. Thank you and moving. Oh, God, moving in provision. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you on the night. We thank you for strength on tonight. Hey, oh, glory to God. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, for the hung down head. Hey, oh, God, for the weary on tonight. For the weary on tonight, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on the night. We thank you for strengthening your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for strengthening your people. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We bless you on tonight. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight. Father, now we're asking that you would sanctify us on tonight. Sanctify us on tonight. Sanctify us. Oh, God, sanctify us, oh, God. For you are the God that answers by fire. And, Father, we're asking you on tonight. Every situation and every circumstance, Father, that's moving against your people. Oh, God, by fire on tonight. Oh, God, burn up the works of the enemy. Burn up the works of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, burn the works of the enemy. On tonight, we pray, we pray. We pray on tonight. And Father, sanctify us and purify us. Purify us by your fire. Cause us, oh God, to walk. Oh God, in your holiness, in your righteousness. Father. Thank you. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you. Oh, God, for covering us and shielding us. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you all tonight for touching the souls of your people. Oh, Father, we're thanking you tonight, oh, God, for penetrating the hearts of your people. Glory to God, those that have searched all over, oh, God, that have now come to understand that you are the answer. You are the answer. You are the answer they've been waiting for. You are the answer. And we're thanking you for moving upon the hearts of your people right now. Thank you for moving. Thank you for moving upon the hearts of your people. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. Thank you for working it out for us. Father, for what concerns us concerns you. And we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for naming your name upon us. Hey, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, no good that we've done. Oh, God, for all within us is as filthy rags. But because you've named your name upon us, we're thanking you, Father. Thank you, glory to God. Thank you for claiming us. Thank you for claiming us. Thank you for redeeming us. Unto yourself, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Tonight, we're asking that you will move upon your speaker tonight. Move upon him, oh gosh, Father, move upon your speaker tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that has power to deliver, power to deliver, power to save. Oh, God, power to set free. Father, we give you thanks tonight. We're asking that you would strengthen your speaker tonight. We're asking that you would touch tonight. Touch tonight. Father, wherever he may be, touch tonight. Bless tonight. Bless this ministry. Bless this family, oh, God, we do pray. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We lift you. We lift you on high. We bless you tonight. Thank you, oh, God, for our leaders all over the earth. Thank you, Father, for our leaders. Thank you for your righteous leaders. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring all of his works to naught. In thy precious name, Jesus, we thank you for the power and the authority wherewith you've given us. Power by thy name. Thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you. Father, we ask that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. But as we give you thanks, we do give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. And every heart on tonight, say amen. Every heart tonight, say amen, 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 amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, people of God, glory be to God. Glory to God. Amen. Once we get into the presence of God, amen, glory to God. You just want to go all in. Amen. And just tell the Lord, revive me again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Listen, I know I was just there a little bit ago, Father. Glory to God. But I'm here now. Glory to God. Revive me again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch me again. Glory be to God. Do it again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Empower us again. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Empower us to serve you and give you praise. Hallelujah, to give us praise, a glorious praise. Hallelujah, unto you. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We do give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. I bless him. I love him. Hallelujah. I love him because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Hi. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God, because people of God, listen, if we were to really look at our lives, glory to God, and really, if we really saw all that the enemy had for us, glory be to God, we would give God praise. Hallelujah. Listen, every moment, every waking moment, glory to God, we would praise him. Glory to God. If we really knew, amen, what the Lord was keeping us from, what the Lord, amen, Jesus, his great love, just his love towards us, amen, being our shield and our buckler. Glory be to God. So we bless God on tonight. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. We thank God for all of our listeners. Amen. Thank God for you, you and you. Amen. That are yet coming in, those that are yet tuning in on Facebook on tonight and on, glory be to God, the Reop Prayer Group 52 page. Amen. We thank God for you on tonight. People of God, get your pencil, get your paper. Amen. Glory be to God. Go ahead and get your tablet, get your cell phone to take your notes. Amen. Glory be to God, because there is a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we are rebroadcasting. Amen. Glory be to God. We just thank the Lord. Amen, Jesus, that we have a supplier, amen, of messages. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm telling you that go way, way back. Amen. Or just go, come way, way forward. Amen. Glory to God. It's wherever the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord rests. Amen. Wherever, whomever the Spirit of the Lord rests upon, amen, Jesus, glory to God. If we're not, amen, live, amen, Jesus, it's certainly by the leading of the Lord. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We're not going to hold you. Amen, Jesus. People of God, we want you to get ready on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going over to, glory be to God, we're going up to, over to, amen, London, England. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, London, England, amen. Glory be to God. We're so grateful, amen, for the man of God, amen. The Lord has brought our path, amen, to cross these PNN lines, amen, Jesus, and we are so grateful for him, amen, Jesus. We pray, amen, that he comes to see about us, amen, again sometime real soon, amen. But until then, praise God. We are rebroadcasting on tonight. We want you to get your hearts ready, glory be to God, to receive the man of God, amen, coming all the way again from London, England, glory be to God, by way of Deliverance House of Prayer, amen, by way of Deliverance House of Prayer. People of God, we want you to receive tonight, amen, the prophet, amen, the pastor, Melford Allen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Can everyone hear me well?
Man, we can hear you so well. Yes, sir.
Hey, glory be to God. We thank God for the opportunity to be back on the line with you tonight. Truly, the Lord is good to us. I want to greet each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King. Amen. I want to get, say amen. Amen. I want to greet the apostle, the overseer, S.D. James, and his family. Amen. Amen. The evangelist Bradley, Bishop Taylor, to all of those that in the respectable places, to every man and woman of the gospel, the ecclesiastical body on this line tonight, whether you're fivefold, an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, I greet each and every one of you, a missionary, whatever your title. Amen. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. I greet my apostle also, amen, Apostle Donald McCoy, amen, in the name of Jesus. The Bible declares that we must give honor to whom honor is due. Amen, somebody. And so tonight I greet each and every one again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. Amen. Hallelujah. I said I'm so grateful. Hallelujah for what God has been doing. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I'm so grateful. Tonight, I want to go into the Word of God. I'm not going to prolong the time. Amen. I'm just going to jump right in to the Word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to 2 Thessalonians, amen, chapter 2. Amen. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Glory to God. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1 says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that he be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Then verse 3 said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sitting in the temple of God showed himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Amen. But I want to deal with the first three verses. Amen. Matter of fact, I want to, that he be not soon shaken in your mind, or be troubled neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is already blessed in the name of Jesus. I pray even tonight, God, that you would touch my tongue, that I may be able to communicate with your people what you would have me to say. Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, that it be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You are my strength tonight. You are my redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, children of God, we understand, amen, that we are living in some serious times. We understand that we look at the news and we're seeing, amen, glory to God, that the times that we're in. And like my spiritual father would say, the end of the world is upon us. And we're seeing that what we are facing, the challenges and all the turmoil and the perplexities and all the stuff that's happening around us. We're seeing all the things. You can't even trust the news to watch the news, because every time you turn the news on, there's some bad report. Oh, come on, somebody. Every time you talk to somebody, they're talking about COVID-19, talking about the economy. They're talking about the things that are happening, how many people are dying, and what the news is saying, and everything. And we're looking, and so when you look at the news, you begin, glory to God, to be troubled in your mind. Amen. And so you have got to understand that we're living in some serious times. Oh, come on, somebody. But Paul, the writer here, he said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the gathering together, that you be not so soon shaken in your mind. Oh, come on. I come to tell you tonight that, my God, in spite of what you see around you, do not get flustered. Do not be shaken in your mind. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't be worried and be alarmed of what you're seeing, that because of what they're saying in the news. Because you got to understand, he that begun a good work in you shall complete it. Oh, glory to God. I said tonight, I come to tell you, do not be shaken in your mind. Hallelujah. Because what you see, hallelujah, man does not have the last or the final say. Because he that begun a good work in you will complete it. I said the Bible declares the expectation of the righteous shall never be cut off. The Bible declares also that David said, I was young one time, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed out begging bread. So you've got to understand, hallelujah, everything that they're saying, it's going according to God's calendar and his timetable. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, they say the number 8 is the number of new beginnings. Come on. And we're in the 8th month. Glory to God. We're in the month of new beginning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just before the ninth month, which is the month that they say, hallelujah, of giving birth. You got to understand that you just crossed over, hallelujah, the 7th month, which is where God would have completed some things in your life. Glory to God. And tonight, may not be shaken in your mind. Don't worry about what you're hearing. Oh, come on. The Bible says put your trust in man. But you're going to have to put your confidence in God tonight. You're going to have to understand, hallelujah, that God is in control. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that disaster shall not come to a city unless I, the Lord God, done it. My God. Hallelujah. He said, I, the Lord, hallelujah, do all these things. He said, I'm my God. Hallelujah. He said, I create life. Oh, come on. He created life. He is the God of life. Hallelujah. You've got to understand why the news is speaking doom everything that they're saying is just another word. Oh, come on, but you got to understand that in the book of John, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You're going to have to understand that everything that the news broadcast is saying, glory to God, is just another word. But you're going to understand that the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, oh, good God Almighty, they are spirit and life. So I come to tell you tonight, do not be troubled by another word. Hallelujah. Because you shall not die but live to declare the word. My God, somebody. I said, don't be troubled, be shaken by another word that the enemy is trying, hallelujah, to get you to walk in fear, to get you to walk in torment. The enemy is trying to deceive you, even to believe the lies on the news report. But I come to tell you tonight that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And because greater is in you, you're more than a conqueror. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God, somebody. I said, the devil, hallelujah, doesn't have the final say. Hallelujah. God is in total control. He got the last say, the first say, and every say. Good God Almighty. I say he got the last say, the first say, and every say. Hallelujah. The word, the entrance of the word bring light. Oh, come on, somebody. And that's why the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You got to understand. Don't be shaken in your mind. Hallelujah. By what the enemy is saying. Don't be shaken in your mind by the word that the enemy. I remember, glory to God, the Bible that there was this Goliath, this giant, hallelujah, he came to David and he was talking some words. He was a good trash talker. Oh, come on, he was talking trash. But David knew, hallelujah, the word of God. Hallelujah, David said, you're talking some trash, you're talking smack, but I got a word that says, I know whom I believe. I have persuaded Goliath that when I release the sling, when I release the stone from the sling, oh, come on, he's going to find the center of your forehead. My God, and every word that you said, hallelujah, will be, my God, would not mean nothing today, because today, I'm going to deal with that situation, Goliath. Today, I'm going to deal with that situation that seems so stubborn. Oh, come on, somebody. I come to tell somebody tonight that it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. David understands the art of warfare. Hallelujah. David understands the art of strategic warfare. Goliath tried to steal him with words. Oh, come on. He said, look at you, David. You're just a small boy. Oh, come on. You're just a little boy. Look at you, your size, your stature. Oh, come on. All right, look at me. Have you not heard who I am? I'm a man, a champion from when I was born. But you got to understand, I get to see in the Bible where Goliath had ever fought anybody. Hear me again. And yet to find where Goliath have ever fought anybody. So Goliath would come out and he would boast and he would brag. He would use words. Hallelujah. But David said, I've got the resume. Hallelujah. When the beard came, amen, to take the lamb, I fought him with my beard hand. Oh, come on. He said, when the lion came, I fought him and took what was mine. Oh, come on, somebody. You get to ready tonight to take back everything that the devil stole from you. My God, COVID-19 has been rubbed to the face. But COVID-19 is just another word. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. My Bible tells me that every name that is mentioned, COVID is a name. And my Bible tells me that every name that is mentioned must bow to the name of Jesus Christ. My God, tonight, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. Even COVID got to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, because COVID is just another name. The author of COVID has to know the name, that there is only one name, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. You got to understand. Hallelujah. Don't get it twisted. Don't be shaken in your mind. Don't be confused by what you see on the news. Don't be confused by what they're saying in the Senate. Don't be confused on what they're saying about the economy. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. David has to encourage himself. My God, when you don't have nobody to encourage you, you're going to have to get to a place in God where you're going to have to begin to tell yourself, I'm coming through this. No matter what it looks like, I'm coming through this. No matter what it seems like, I'm coming through this. You're going to have to learn how to encourage yourself. You're going to have to understand, hallelujah, glory to God, that God is on your side. Hallelujah. David said, I was young, but now I'm old. Oh, come on. Hallelujah, glory to God. I was young, but now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Ah, glory to God. And Bible let us know, hallelujah, that even as Paul was speaking to the people in Thessalonica, amen, hallelujah, my God, oh, glory to God, I feel something here, my God, my God, as you were speaking, he was telling them, hallelujah, don't be worrying, don't get the trouble in your mind, matter of fact, he said, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, or anybody else, that day of the Lord is at hand, come on, that day of the Lord is at hand, he said, guess what, let no man deceive you by any means, oh, come on, hallelujah, you've got people out there, are trying to deceive you with words, they got people out there, are saying this, and they're saying that, but I come to tell you, be not be deceived, matter of fact, Jesus told the disciples on the Mount of Olives, he said, let no man deceive you, oh, come on, he told them about three times, let no one deceive you, oh, come on, hallelujah, glory to God, you're going to have to understand, he said, when you see the times that we're in, when you see the times, look up, because your redemption goes now, hallelujah, I'm getting ready to tell you, hallelujah, glory to God, the Bible said in the book of Isaiah, he said, arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon it. Come on, somebody. He said, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness to people. But guess what? He said, guess what? He said, but guess what? He said, the light of God shall arise upon you. My God, guess what? It's getting ready to be here. Such a revival. My God, somebody. I said, guess what? When it gets darker, that's when you know, hallelujah, those who are praying, oh, those who are praying. You're not saying nothing. I said, when it gets darker, you would know who's praying or who's praying. Hallelujah. Because understand, those that are praying will continue to pray. They continue to pray. Oh, my God. I said, those who are praying, they'll continue to pray. Hallelujah. But those that are praying, now they're going to try to get somewhere to pray. The Bible tells us, he said, your son shall come from afar. Guess what? Those that are in the brightness of the light of God. Ah, God Almighty. I said, folks going to look for you. Hallelujah. Folks going to look for this network. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. I need somebody to pray for me. I need somebody that can get a prayer. You got to face it now. It's not everybody can get a prayer through. And I wish somebody talked right back to me right there. I said, it's not everybody can get a prayer through. Oh, come on. But you're going to have to find somebody that understands neology. You're going to have to find somebody that knows how to talk the language of the Spirit. You're going to have to find somebody that knows that God is that marker. And whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You're going to have to find somebody that says, I know that God will make a way for me. Come on, somebody. You're going to have to find somebody who say that I know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think. You got to find somebody that said, the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon the right hand. You're going to have to find somebody that says, I know the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. You're going to have to find somebody that will tell you, hallelujah, to God, hallelujah, he that begun a good work will complete it in your life. You have to find somebody who say, all the days of my appointed time, I know that my change has to come. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to understand that in the season, you're going to have to find somebody that has faith, like a great, my God, that great a mustard seed, and who begin to speak to that mountain. I said, mountain, look here. You got to move from here. Oh, come on, and be cast into the midst of the sea. You're going to have to find somebody that know how to stand upon the word of God. You're going to have to find somebody that will operate in a God kind of faith. Is there anybody tonight that says, tonight, hallelujah, I'm standing on the word of God. I'm not going to be deceived by the news media, neither by the president, nor by the Congress or the Senate, or by nobody, because I know what God said. Hallelujah. I know what God said. I said, my God, I know what God said. He said, He said in his word, hallelujah, you shall not die, but live to declare the word of God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You're going to have to prophesy. My God, when you see they're really talking about COVID and this, you're going to have to prophesy over your life. You're going to have to tell yourself that you shall not die, but live to declare the word of God. Somebody need what you have. Somebody's looking towards you. Oh, come on. You might be the only Bible that somebody read, but you're going to have to, you yourself, going to have to know who is your author, your finisher of your faith. You're going to have to understand, glory to God, that you're in a season, hallelujah, glory to God, that you're seeking the face of God like never before. Is there anybody said, I got to turn my plate down, and just for another day, I got to turn it down, because I'm going to seek God, because I know that he's going to bring me out of this one. I know that I can trust him with my life, that he's going to pull me out of this one. I know that God's going to bring me
Hallelujah. He said, I've got an expected end. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on. My God, the Bible declares, as long as the earth remains, there's going to be seed time and harvest time. But I hear a man of God said that there is another time, another season for the children of God. And that season is called a due season. Oh, come on, somebody. It's your due season. Oh, come on. It's your set time for favor. It's your set time for breakthrough. Don't allow folks, my God, to cause you to back up or slack up from what God has called you to. Get ready for your due season. Oh, come on. I hear the Bible said that it's the set time to favor Zion. It's the set time to favor is now. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't let nobody deceive you. Don't let nobody cause you to worry or to be fearful. I come to let you know that God is on your side. I've come to tell somebody tonight how to understand that he is the lifter of your head. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He is the good shepherd. My God, that's why he said, when you go through the waters, it shall not overthrow you. Oh, come on. The fire shall not have no power or dominion over you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Come on. That's what the Bible said. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. My God, even in the midst of the fire, he is still God. In the midst of the valley, he is still God. Is anybody understand that he is God and he will never cease to be God? Oh, hallelujah. I say he is God. He is God. The Bible declares that he said, I don't want you to be shaken. Come on. What the news wants you to do is to be shaken in your mind. Oh, glory to God. I said the news wants you to be shaken in your mind. And not only that, the news wants you to be troubled in your spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The news wants to release a word that to cause you, my God, to be troubled in spirit and troubled in your mind. But the Bible declares, hallelujah, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Oh, come on. That's why he said, pull down every high thing that exalts itself. Come on. Every word that exalts itself. Corona is a word that's trying to exalt itself. But tonight I come to tell you that we're pulling down Corona in the name of Jesus. Corona has no authority over your life, over your family. My God, Corona has no power over you. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Tonight, I wish somebody on this line would begin to shake yourself and say, not in my address, not in my city, not in my zip code. Oh, come on. Not in my neighborhood. Hallelujah. Hitherto shall you come, but you cannot come up in here. Oh, come on, somebody. I said, my God, you're forbidden from coming anywhere closer to where my family resides. I don't care which part of the world that they're in. You cannot come close to them. There's a hedge, a boundary around them. Hallelujah. And I pray, hallelujah. I hear the Bible said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my fortress. Oh, come on tonight. I come to tell you on this prayer network, hallelujah, that God is in control. I say God is in control. I say he will not allow you to be tempted more than with your able. Oh, come on, somebody. I say he's not going to allow anything to come upon you that which is the able. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. And the Bible declares in every way, he'll make a way. Whatever you're going through, he'll make that way of escape. I come to tell you tonight, hallelujah, don't be shaken in your mind. Oh, come on. I said, don't be shaken in your mind. Hallelujah. And cast out fear. Cast out imagination. Cast out everything that exalts itself. Bring them down. Bring them to the obedience of Christ. Bring them down. Pull them down. Oh, come on, principalities and powers. Bring them down in the name of Jesus. Bring down sickness, disease, infirmity. Bring it down in the name of Jesus. Come on, cancel the assignment of every enemy. Oh, come on, cancel every demonic contract against your life, against your family. Cancel. Oh, come on. Every by God, every plot against your life. Cancel every scheme and every device against your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come to let you know that sickness and disease has no dominion over your life. Oh, come on. The power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Because I hear the Bible said that there is a place that you get to in God where the wicked one can't touch you, can't find you. And that is that secret place of the Most High. Oh, come on. As long as you stay, hallelujah, in the way of God, in the path of God. Hallelujah. My God, the devil don't know where to find you because I hear the Bible declares, hallelujah, that you're hidden in God in Christ. My God.
You are hidden in God in Christ. And so that's why the devil don't know where to find you. Hallelujah. Remember now, he had to ask permission to touch Jehovah. Matter of fact, God initiated the conversation concerning Job because the devil didn't even understand who Job was. He said, I don't even know because you got such a hedge of protection around Job. I can't even get to him. Hallelujah. He said, watch yourself. If God was the one that initiated the thing about Job, it was not the devil. So I come to let you know that the devil cannot have dominion over you as long as you stay in God. But you got to understand something's going to happen. Something's going to come. But the Bible said in the book of Romans that the sufferings of this present time is that able, oh, come on, hallelujah, to stop the glory that's getting ready to be revealed. I come to tell you tonight, hallelujah, there is a glory that is coming. So that's why you cannot be shaken when you see the shaking. Oh, come on, when you see the God, when you see the trouble around you, just know that God is getting ready for something. My God, watch this. When a hurricane is passed, when a hurricane or tornado, those storms that deal with the wind, when they pass, they clear a path. Oh, you're not hearing me. I said when they pass, my God, they made a way. Oh, come on. They remove some stuff out of the way, and they move stuff to the side, and they clear a path. Oh, come on. Guess what God is doing? When you see these troubles, when you see these situations, God is clearing the path for you to walk on in. Hallelujah. My God, the Bible said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Guess what happened? When you see the turbulences, when you see the tribulations, when you see the trials, God is getting ready to clear some stuff out of your way. Because guess what? He's getting ready to bless you like never before. I say, my God, I know that this is the season for the righteous. This is the season for the just. I come to tell you, be not be shaken in your mind. Be not be troubled or be alarmed. Because God is up to something. He's doing great things. He's doing marvelous things. He's doing wonderful things. I come to tell somebody tonight, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Hallelujah. You haven't seen nothing yet. I said the best days, your best days is ahead of you. Prepare yourself for greatness. My God, the Bible declares, hallelujah. Oh, ready for Toria Babasai. Your best days ahead of you. The Bible tells us. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. In the book of Ecclesiastes, he said, there's a time and a season for everything. Oh, my God. I said, there's a time and a season for everything. And so you got to understand, you have been going through your crying season. You may have been going through your dry season. But I come to tell you, my God, forget those seasons. Hallelujah. He said, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Hallelujah to God. He said, behold, I'm doing a new thing. It's springing forth. My God, you're going to see it with your eyes. Oh, come on. He said, forget the former thing. Don't even consider the things of old. He said, don't even worry about those things that are in the past. Shake the dust off your feet. Sometimes, my God, you got to shake some stuff off you. You got to shake yourself loose. Shake yourself free, because you got to understand, children of God, hallelujah, when you begin to shake yourself loose, you're making yourself ready, hallelujah, to go in and gather and get everything that God has for you. My God, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, you got to be careful for those that are labor among you. You're going to have to know who you're walking with in this season, because there are some folks that are designed to slow you down, stop you, my God, to distract you, oh, come on, to make you doubt, make you fearful, but you can't hang with those folks. The Bible says two cannot walk together except they agree. You're going to have to find yourself around folks that said, I know that you're well able to go in and possess the land. Oh, come on, you're going to have to find yourself some Joshua and some Caleb that you're going in and possessing the land. Is there anybody hear me tonight that you're going to have to find yourself some people that said, I know that you're able to possess and to take control. Oh, come on. I'm not looking at what the economy says. I'm not looking at what the president said. I know what they're saying, but God has the final say. Oh, come on. I know that God is up to something. I feel like running through this room. Hallelujah, glory to God. I said, God is up to something. I know he's getting ready to pour out his blessings upon his children. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, my God. You're getting ready to come in to your inheritance. You're getting ready to come into your blessing. Hallelujah, glory to God. I said, you're getting ready to come into breakthrough. You're getting ready to move in to that next season of your life. My God, you look at the first half of the year and you say, Lord, what happened to the prophecies? Hallelujah, the year of vision, the year of double-double. Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah, my God. You hear all had a prophecy that was going forward in Vietnam and the New Year's Day. But my God, things have gone the other way and caused your mind to be shaped and caused your mind to be stirred. But I come with another news. I come with another word. I come with another word that will let you know that he that's the God of good work in you. I know he's going to do it. He's going to complete it. That's why he tells us tonight, don't be shaken in your mind. Do not be troubled or be alarmed. Hallelujah. If Paul says we got trouble on every side, come on. When you look on every side, you got trouble. You got all kind of this. You got all kind of that. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I said when you look at every side, my God, and you look at hallelujah. You look at your right side, your left side, your behind, your front. You're seeing all kind of stuff. And then you're saying, hallelujah, which way do I go? Hallelujah. Remember in the book of Luke, the Bible declares that there was two donkeys that was tied up at the crossroad outside of the city. They were tied up outside of the city. Hallelujah. But Jesus, with infinite wisdom, know that there was a prophetic word, hallelujah, about those two colts. Because he said, my God, the Bible said that the master come riding through the city on a colt. Hallelujah. Watch this. So there was a prophetic word that was already released about those two donkeys. But Jesus told two of the disciples, he said, go up in the city with two ways made or at a crossroad. He said, you're going to find, hallelujah, two donkeys tied there. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Where there is a prophecy on your life, it has to be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. You're going to have to pray through your prophetic word. Come on. It's one thing to get a prophetic word. Hallelujah. And oh, some people, when they get a prophetic word, they'll, yes, I got a prophecy. And they never do nothing with the prophecy. But the Bible tells us that we got to wage war for the prophetic word that was going ahead of us. Oh, come on, somebody. Tonight, there's a word over your life. Hallelujah. You're going to have to begin to honor God with your word, with what he said. You're going to have to pray this thing through. Oh, come on. Some of us get so lazy. Hallelujah. We want somebody that to do all the work for us. Oh, pastor, oh, evangelist, prophet, apostle, can you pray for me? What about sometimes you just take matters into your own hand and you cannot trust your destiny to nobody else? Oh, come on, somebody. You cannot trust this thing to nobody else. And you're saying, if this thing is going to happen, it's up to me. Oh, come on, somebody. If this thing is going to happen, it's my season for my breakthrough. I'm not going to allow anybody else to cause me to have a miscarriage of my death. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to allow anybody to cause me to have a miscarriage of my destiny. Oh, come on. This thing is mine. It's precious. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to wage war for it. Hallelujah, my God. I'm not going to be shaken in the mind. But every time I think of the prophetic word, I'm going to get somewhere and I'm going to be Rebe Kotoreya Basaya. Rababa Yedebe Undaraha. Rababa Sotorebe. I'm going to wage war. Rababa Kotorebe Sata. Mandere Urababa. I'm not going to be shaken in the mind. Rebaba Kotorebea. I'm going to be troubled about it. Rababa Sata. My God, sometimes you're going to have to encourage yourself. I remember there was a story that Brother David, hallelujah, went with some folks, hallelujah, to fight war, and things did not go according as he had planned it out. But then the Bible declared that the people wanted to stone Brother David. But the Bible also says that David encouraged himself. Sometimes you're not going to have who you think that's going to stand with you to encourage you, but you're going to have, oh, come on, somebody. You're going to have a moment. Get rid of the pity party. Get rid of the doubt. Get rid of the get rid of all the stuff. Hallelujah. You're going to have to get to a place that you say, I've got to encourage myself in the Lord. I've got to cry out for God. Oh, Rebecca to Rebecca. Is that everybody wants to see you making? Is that everybody going to be happy for your breakthrough? Remember the story of blind Bartimaeus. It was the church folks that was around him that was telling him to hold his peace. It was the folks that you think would have been happy for him was telling him to shut up and keep quiet. But tonight I come to tell you, don't let nobody shut your mouth up. You're going to have to cry, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy upon us. You're going to have to cry out for your prophetic destiny, for your breakthrough. Oh, come on, you're going to have to encourage yourself. Don't be shaken in your mind. Oh, come on, don't be troubled or be perplexed about it. No, come on, don't get it twisted. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to understand, hallelujah, he's up to something. He's doing something. Matter of fact, before the foundation of the world, he has already predestinated you. My God, my noble son, he has already, my God, prophesied your end from your beginning. Oh, glory. I said he has and you end it. And so, children of God tonight, I come to tell you, hallelujah, you can't worry about it. Come on, you can't stress about it. Hallelujah. Trust in God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Lean not to your own ways. Oh, come on. Acknowledge the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path, because the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Tell him tonight, order my steps, Lord. Order my steps, God. I want you to order my steps. Oh, hallelujah. Order my steps, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, order my steps. Order my steps. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get beaten up about it. I'm not going to get twisted about it, because I know that he's going to complete what he started. Matter of fact, he's not a God. He's not a God that should ever fail. There's one thing about God, that he's not a man that he should lie. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Now, he cannot lie. I said he cannot lie. Every word that goes out of his mouth shall accomplish what he said. Hallelujah. If God spoke it, it shall come to pass. I hear the woman of God said earlier on, hallelujah, not one tittle or one jot of his word shall ever fail. That means the crossing of a T and the dotting of an I. The heaven and earth shall pass away. Hallelujah. Before one of these things, it may come out. Tell you that, hallelujah, that there is a word upon your life. There is a word of prophecy upon your life. We have the sure word of prophecy. Mighty God, mighty God. I say we have the sure word of prophecy upon our lives. Tonight I come to tell you, hallelujah, change the word that you speak. Oh, come on. Change the language that you speak. My God, tonight I come to tell you to change the words. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Don't say that you're sick. Say I'm healed. Oh, come on. Say I'm well. Don't say you're broke. Say that I have enough in surplus. Oh, come on. You're going to have to change your language. Oh, come on. You're a miracle walking. My God. Hallelujah. You got to tell yourself, I'm a miracle. Aha. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. My God. I'm a... My God. My God. You're going to have to change the way you see yourself. Don't look at the pain. Tell yourself, I'm well. You know, as I get ready to close, but you know, there's some time that when you feel certain things in your body, you begin to say, I'm sick. Tell yourself, I'm well, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Change your language. Change the word. Be so shaken in your mind. Don't be shaken or be troubled by what you see or by what you hear. Not by word or by letter. Amen. Don't be shaken in your mind. Because guess what? Hallelujah. Let no man deceive you by any means. Hallelujah. Let no man deceive you. Oh, glory to God. Come on. Let no man deceive you. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of people speaking doom and gloom. But tonight, I come to tell you, hallelujah, that we have hope. We got hope. We got peace in heart. We got joy divine. My God, tonight, is getting ready to be midnight for somebody. I remember just as I told, there were two men that were locked up in prison. Hallelujah, glory to God. And as they were locked up, the Bible tells us that while they were there, amen, in a strange situation, where my God, where you should be crying, oh, look how they locked me up, and look how they stood it. But the Bible said that these men, hallelujah, got to a praise. They were singing praises and worshiping God. And it confuses the enemy, because they wasn't looking at their circumstances. They were looking at the creator of all things. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. They were looking at the author and the finisher of their faith. Oh, glory. They were looking at the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, God. They were looking at the first and the last. They were not. They were setting their affections on things above, not things on this earth. Oh, come on. Hallelujah, my God. They were saying the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the joy. Hallelujah, my God. But, my God, you're going to have to understand, children of God, it's your season for breakthrough. Hallelujah. My God, the Bible says, and Isaac sowed when they were famine. And guess what? You receive a harvest. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. In the midst of what you're going through, trust God, and he will bring you through. Again, I beseech you, brethren, and by the coming together on this line tonight, and by the gathering together unto him, that you be not so soon shaken in your mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by words, nor from letters from us. I want you tonight not to be troubled or be shaken. Trust God in the midst. Trust God. He will bring you out all right. I don't care what the enemy says. I don't care what it looks like. Trust God. He will bring you out. Don't, my God, don't allow your faith to waver. Don't allow doubt, oh, come on, to set in. My God, don't allow, my God, your doubt to overcome your faith. Amen. Because if you're walking in faith, let faith be your engine that drives your catapult you. But if you're going to allow doubt to come in, amen, you might as well. To somebody the other day, as I close, I said to somebody, amen, according to your faith. It's according to your faith. Amen. If you have as much faith as a grain of mustard seed, amen, you're working with something. Amen. I said tonight, glory to God, according to your faith, be it unto you. I'm telling you, don't be shaken, don't be troubled by word or by letter, because God is in total control. I bless you. Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody go ahead and give the Lord some praise. Somebody go ahead and bless them. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody go ahead and bless them. Somebody go ahead and lift up your voice. Hallelujah. My God, I come to tell you, do not be shaken in your mind. Oh, hallelujah. My God, he that began a good work in you will complete it. Oh, somebody tonight, I say he's going to complete what he's... He's going to complete what he started in your life. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Mighty God. I think he's going to complete what he started. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. Don't allow situation or circumstance to make you doubt God. He said, I don't want you to be troubled about it. I don't want you to be shaken up about it. But I want you to trust him. He said, in all your ways, you got to learn how to acknowledge him because he's going to direct your path. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't get, trust God in the midst of it. Trust God. Trust God. Your testimony is sure. Oh, come on. Your breakthrough is sure. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Don't allow situation and circumstances to define who you are. My God, my God, my God. He will bring you through it. He will bring you through it. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Mighty God. I said he will bring you through. Over to you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Ramasa. Yes,
glory, 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 glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God tonight. What a word. What a word on tonight. Glory be to God. Be not seen shaken in your mind. Be not soon shaken in your mind. Amen. Glory to God. For he that has begun a good work, glory be to God. He shall, glory to God, complete that work that he has begun on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord tonight for this word, Lord God, that has come to encourage us, even in these perilous times, more so. In these times that we're in, glory to God, the times of the end. We bless the Lord tonight, amen, Jesus, that the Lord has already, as the man of God has said, amen, according to his word, he's already established our ending, glory to God. So we don't have to fear, we don't have to be shaken, glory be to God, but put our trust in him on tonight, glory to God. I just bless God on tonight. Amen, for this word, glory be to God, people of God, that no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening in the earth, glory to God, no matter what's going on around us, amen, Jesus, glory to God, it has to bow, amen, glory to God, it has to bow to the name of Jesus, glory to God, and Christ in us, oh yeah, he's our hope of glory on tonight, amen. So I bless the Lord on tonight, amen, even as the man of God was talking about, amen, there's a lot of talk that's going on. There's a lot of meaningless talk that's going on, glory to God, around us, people of God, a whole lot of words, a whole lot of chatter, glory to God, a whole lot of inside chatter, amen, that's going on, even in our lives, Amen, Jesus. I believe he said that Goliath, amen, Jesus, was a trash talker. Amen. Glory be to God. But David knew, amen, in whom he served. Amen. Glory be to God. And he stood in confidence. He stood in confidence, glory to God, to that situation. Amen. To that problem. Glory to God. And we have to do the same thing. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. Amen. For this word, so much has been given on tonight. People of God, so much has been given on tonight. Glory to God. But we thank God for his word on tonight. Amen. That calls us to attention. That calls us to look. Glory to God. Look on the horizon. Glory to God. Look around us. Amen. Look within us. Glory to God, to see what's going on, what's really going on. Amen. Glory to God, for we know that deception in the earth, amen, is the waters in the sea. Glory to God, but we thank God for his word that brings stability. We thank God for his word on, hallelujah. Glory to God, we thank God for his word on tonight. Glory to God, for it is the solid rock. His word is the solid rock. Glory to God, and he is that rock. He's that rock that we can stand on. Glory be to God. And we, amen, bless God on tonight. Amen, even as the man of God said, we got to change our language. We got to change our language. Change the way. Listen, we got to change the chatter, amen, that's going on in our own mind, that's going on in our own head, that's going on all around us. Glory to God. We got to change our language, amen, and we got to talk faith, amen. We got to talk faith, glory be to God, hallelujah. We got to speak to that mountain. We got to speak to the mountains, amen, that will be facing us, glory be to God. Speak in faith, glory to God, in full assurance, glory to God, knowing that the God that we serve, that the God that is, amen, on the inside of us, glory to God, he is the conqueror. He's the conquering king. Amen. Glory to God. So I bless God tonight for this word. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Amen. He said so much on tonight. Glory be to God. I even, amen, begin even so to give ear, amen, to the word as he was speaking. He was talking about how we receive prophetic words. Amen. How the Lord, amen, has used vessels, men and women of God, to speak over our lives. How he has used men and women of God to speak over our lives. Amen. Glory to God. But he said, we got to pray it through. Glory to God. The word has been spoken, but we got to pray it through. Amen. We got to pray it to pass. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. He said, we got to wage war. We got to wage war. Amen, because the enemy doesn't want it to come to pass. Glory to God. He's not, listen, if we think that it's just going to happen, glory be to God, and that the enemy, amen, Jesus, listen, he didn't allow the children of Israel, amen, Jesus, to just step over into the promised land. No, 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 no. Glory to God, for the forces were against them, amen. Glory be to God, and Pharaoh's army was behind them. Amen. But God was with them. Amen. Glory be to God. So people of God, as the man of God said, we got to wage war.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got to pray that prophetic word. Amen. That the Lord has spoken over our lives. We got to pray it through. Amen. Jesus, the word is already spoken. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We got to pray it through, Lord. Glory to God. Cause me to be in the right place at the right time. Father, I thank you for what you said. I believe you by your word. Lord, glory to God. Show me. Lead me. Guide me. Direct me. Open my eyes. Cause me to see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Show me the force of the enemy that's coming against me. Show me. Glory be to God. I know how to pray. Glory be to God. We got to pray it through. We got to wage war. Amen. Yet giving God thanks. Hallelujah. Giving him thanks. Glory to God. Not fearing, glory to God, but standing in faith. Glory be to God, and take our places and take our inheritance. Glory to God that God has promised unto us. Amen, Jesus. We got to stand. Glory to God, stand fear in the faith. Glory be to God, declare who we are in the God that we serve. Glory to God, amen. And be not shaken. Be not soon shaken. Glory to God in our mind. Glory to God, hallelujah. But we take on the mind of Christ, amen. But when we take on the mind of Christ, people of God, we won't be shaken. We won't be shaken. Glory to God, for we will think like he thinks. Amen. Glory to God. We'll be, amen, in the know, in him. Glory to God. And as the scripture declares, in him we live and move and have our being. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In him,
people of God,
we live and move and have our being. Amen. For the Lord is on our side. Amen. Glory be to God, and we bless the Lord tonight, amen. Bless God for this word on tonight. Glory to God, this word in due season, amen. Glory to God, this word in due season, time for breakthrough, amen. Glory to God, the man of God says, amen. Set time, amen, to favor Zion. A set time, even in the midst of a pandemic, amen. Glory to God, he's yet the lifter of our head. Glory to God. So we bless God tonight. Amen. We bless him for this word on tonight. Amen. I bless God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. I take this word. Amen. Let's take this word. Let's hold this word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let this word be a light. Let it be a light, glory to God, that we can shine, amen. Glory to God, this word, glory to God, even in our own lives, amen, Jesus, to see, glory to God, where darkness has set in. Glory to God, that we can, glory to God, this word will be light unto us, glory to God, so that we will see how to move forward in him. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God tonight. We thank him for this word. Amen. We thank God for his messenger on tonight. Glory be to God. And people of God tonight, glory to God. I tell you, my heart, glory to God, this word has done my heart good on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I know it's done your heart good on tonight. Glory be to God. And I thank God, amen. We have feasted on his word tonight. He's given us so much. Glory to God. He's given us so much. Glory to God. Just tonight. Amen. Every night we come, he gives us so much, people of God. Listen, let's not just get this word. Let us not just hear this word. But let us take the word and exercise the word. Let's do what the word says. Glory to God, so that we can reap the benefits. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's try God. Ho ho. Let's try him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's take this word. Glory to God and do it. Let's take this word and work it. Glory to God. And let us watch God. Let us watch God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us watch God. Glory to God. Perform. Glory to God. His very word that he has spoken unto us. Glory to God. Night after night. Glory to God. Let us not just look at it. Let us not be forgetful hearers. Amen. And as the man of God said, let us not be shaken in our minds by what we see. Amen. Glory to God. By the things that we're going through. Glory to God, for we are victorious. Glory to God. Let us change our language, amen. Glory be to God. Let us change our language, amen. I have the victory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am favored. Glory be to God. Change your language, amen. Whatever your situation is, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. I am above and not beneath. Glory be to God. I am healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am blessed. Glory to God and highly favored. Glory to God. We bless God. We bless God on tonight. Amen. We bless God for his word. Amen. I'm excited in my soul. Excited in my sanctified soul on tonight. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, listen, if there's anyone, amen, that's not saved on tonight, and if you desire to be saved on tonight, people of God, glory be to God. You can press star 6 on tonight. Amen. You can press star 6 on tonight. Glory be to God. We will usher you on in. Glory be to God. You don't have to be in the clutches of the enemy. Glory be to God. You don't have to, amen, be beneath. Glory be to God. For it is this cause that Christ died. Hallelujah. He became the curse. Hey, glory to God, because we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Glory be to God. We were born that way, but we don't have to stay that way. Glory be to God. We don't have to stay that way. Glory be to God. We don't have to stay in bondage. We don't have to stay in jail. Glory be to God. We don't have to stay, glory be to God, on the little parcel that we stand on. Glory to God, for the scripture declares that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Glory be to God. And people of God, he died that we might be free. Glory to God. He died to set us free. Glory be to God. The blood that he shed, glory to God, nullifies, glory to God, every blood covenant. Hallelujah. Every blood covenant, glory to God, the blood that Jesus shed, glory to God, it nullifies. Glory to God, it makes it null and void. Glory to God, whatever decree has been made, glory be to God, it is for this cause he died, and for this cause that he hung on the tree. Glory to God, he became the curse. Glory to God, hallelujah, that he would lift the curse off of us. Glory to God, and we don't have to remain in sin. Glory to God, we don't have to remain in sin. Woo, glory to God. We don't have to remain in sin. Glory to God, for Christ came and he died. Glory to God. It does now. It takes a well-made-up mind. It takes a well-made-up mind. Glory to God. When you're tired of sin, when you're tired and sick and tired of being beat up by the enemy, glory to God, when you're tired, glory to God, of your sin getting the best of you, glory be to God. We want to let you know that there's a Savior. Glory to God. We want to let you know that there's a way out. Glory to God. We want to let you know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that he's already performed the way of escape. Glory to God. And that way of escape is through him. Glory to God. We can look unto him and live. We can look unto him and be made free. Glory be to God. We can look, hallelujah, unto him. Glory to God. We can look unto him. Glory to God, and be lifted on tonight. Glory to God, for it is this cause, glory to God, that he be lifted up from the earth. Glory to God, and we can look unto him and live. We can look unto him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And come from under the curse on today. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tonight. Glory be to God. Tonight. Hey, glasaba. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wants to make somebody free on tonight. Glory be to God. He wants to, glory to God, free somebody tonight. He's in the freeing business. Glory be to God. He's already paid the penalty for our sin. He already took the bond. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All we got to do, glory to God, is come unto him. Glory to God. Come unto him. Glory be to God. Ask him, glory to God, to forgive us. Glory to God. Acknowledge, glory to God, that we are sinners. Acknowledge where we are. Acknowledge, glory to God, the life that we've been living. Acknowledge, glory to God, we didn't know what we were doing. Glory be to God. Acknowledge, glory to God, but it has entered
into our hearts by the word. And for this we give you thanks.
Glory to God. I'm tired. Hallelujah.
Tonight we bless you.
Tired. Hallelujah.
We glory to God, and I surrender
unto you. Father, I surrender unto you. I surrender unto you. Glory to God. I'm tired of the racing thoughts in my mind. I'm tired of trying to figure it out. Glory to God, for I hear the truth of the answer. And I come unto you. I come unto you tonight. And I surrender my own. I surrender
everything that I thought that I knew.
I surrender. Glory to God. I surrender.
Father,
to you.
Glory to God.
And
I ask you to forgive me tonight. Father, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me of the error of my ways. Forgive me. Glory to God. Forgive me. Glory to God. For I was in false pleasures. I thought I was living. Glory to God. But I see by your word. I heard
by your servant on tonight.
Glory be. Hey. I hear by your word. Glory to God that there's a more excellent way. Glory to God that there's a better way. Glory to God. And I want that way on tonight. I want it on tonight. I want it on tonight. I want you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Glory to God. Will there be one on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Glory to God. You're ready to give it up. You're ready to give it in. Amen. Glory to God. You're ready to give the enemy back his tools. Glory to God. You're ready to give him back. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're ready to experience the glory of God. Glory to God. If that's you on tonight, glory to God. You can press *6. Amen. He's in the saving business. Hallelujah. He did it for us. And he'll do it for you. He is no respect of person. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He died. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As the suffering lamb before the foundation of the world, he died. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was already finished before we got here. The work was already done. Hey. Glory to God, and we're walking it out on today. Glory to God. So if there's one on tonight, glory to God, you desire to be saved. Glory to God, you desire, amen, to come into this way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to be certain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can come tonight. You can come tonight. You can come tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can come tonight. Glory be to God. You don't have to be shaken in your mind. Hallelujah. For you can be steadfast, unmovable, always.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If there's not one on tonight, glory to God. Glory to God. Anyone that's listening on these airways on tonight, glory be to God. If that be you on tonight, hallelujah. Just surrender. Just surrender unto the Lord. Glory to God. Perhaps the Lord is moving on your heart. Perhaps he's moving right now. Glory to God. Perhaps that's you on tonight. Glory to God. Just surrender. Just surrender unto him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Perhaps you've already gone through. Amen. And made your confession on tonight. Glory be to God. Even as the word was coming forth on tonight. Glory be to God. And we want to let you know tonight, if that was you, glory to God, you made that confession tonight. Glory to God. Now ask the Lord to come into your heart. Ask him to come into your heart. Glory to God. Ask him to be, glory to God, your Lord, your Savior on tonight. Glory be. Hey, my Messiah. Ask him to be your Savior on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your King, your Lord. Glory be to God of your life on tonight.